on today's show. We got a big one, you know we do. I'm dressed all in gray, but I'm feeling hot because Hot Mess Kim is in the house. We're excited to show her off to you, my friends. You're not ready for it, so just strap it on. We got a big one today. We're talking about The Walking Dead. We passed a porn star on the street in the middle of a date. How did we react? People are disgusting. And what would happen if you go to Mars for 10 years? It's all right here. Strap it on, folks. It's Looch Dog in the morning. I said it twice? Belly, no way. Welcome back to the show, folks. Belly Matt LaBelle joins me across the way. What's up, my man? How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing, sir?
Who is that here in the corner?
It's me.
Hot Mess Kim joins us. Hi, Hot Mess.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the show, as always. We're glad to have you. Matty Potts is along across the land. What's up, dude? Do we have him? There he is. Whoa. Matty Potts, what's up, man?
I'm good. Greetings and salutations. I'll do that again, I guess.
How dare you?
Good morning, young man. Wow, this is a fun one. Hot Mess Kim, for anybody who doesn't know. Belly, who is Hot Mess Kim?
Hot Mess Kim is the sexiest voice in all the land.
She started out as Sexy Kim.
I changed that because it's clearly not true.
Listen, folks, for those of you who called into the Voice of 1 Mill yesterday and said that Belly has the voice of a golden god,
Appreciate it.
Copying his best Hot Mess Kim accent.
Yeah. He learned it from me.
Pull that mic up a little bit. Yeah.
It keeps falling down.
I know. I was thinking about that.
It gets a little limp sometimes.
So he learned that from Hot Mess Kim. Hot Mess was the one who was originally going to be reading bedtime stories for people. We had listeners call in and ask for it. I remember that. That was Carl, which got us talking about Walking Dead. I want to start there. Does anybody actually still watch that show?
I do not.
No.
Potts?
Nope.
Did you?
No,
we all watched it.
I was obsessed. I was obsessed, and I don't know why I stopped watching it. But I love it.
So that's the only thing we wanted to pose, and maybe we can start it off by asking the Social Media Lounge, why do you no longer watch The Walking Dead? However, before we get there, what are we serving in the Social Media Lounge today, Matty Potts?
Well, we're doing the Crispy Munch Box, which is also our new combo at Marinate, which is a taco, a slider, and a small cookie of your choice, all for $5. But you get it for free at the Social Media Lounge. Why?
Boom.
Because we fucking love you.
Oh, man.
Woo! So before we even do Walking Dead, I realize that we need to just yell at each other first. So, Potts, fire away.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
We like to peel back the curtain here at the Looch Dog in the Morning Show. And every day when they call me, which you guys called me 10 minutes earlier than you should have today, which really sucks. But anyway, so Looch is always starting the pre-show in his jammies, which consists of a really ugly shirt and usually no hat. Then he gets up and he's like, all right, I'm going to go change. And he comes back in a slightly less ugly shirt and a baseball hat. And I'm sitting here kind of zoning out and I'm just like listening to him like babble about bullshit. And I'm looking at his shirt and it's just a gray shirt, but I can't figure out why I hate it so much. And I'm like, what do I hate about this shirt?
I love this shirt.
I know. I'm sure you do. And I'm looking at it and I finally figure out that Looch is wearing a shirt that has elastic armbands.
Yeah.
And it's hugging his biceps because, you know, I mean, I don't know how because he doesn't work out.
Excuse me.
It's a shirt that's literally hugging his biceps. And it's infuriating me. It's literally making me angry. And
I feel like this is one of the shirts that makes me look the best.
It actually doesn't look bad on you, but the whole armband thing, I'm telling you, next time you come to town, Raven and I are taking you on an LA makeover.
Kim, what do you think? Is my shirt just terrible?
I mean, I haven't seen a shirt with elastic armbands in a long time. It's kind of like back to the 80s.
But are we throwing back? I feel like this is the world in all of these Avenger superhero movie throwbacks. Don't we all want to go back to the 80s anyway?
No, absolutely.
No.
No. The music is actually terrible.
The music from the 80s was something like this?
Yeah, that's bad. We've been over the 8-bit sound.
I know. I'm trying to find new 8-bits for you.
I thought we got over 8-bit.
I got more tunes for you guys to have fun with today. But... So, okay, that's fine. You can take me on my LA
You'll throw the shirt away after we're done.
I will not.
Right?
You've already cost me one t-shirt.
Can we videotape that so that we could do like an LA Luch makeover video?
Hell yes.
Amanda Thompson has called for that. One Woman, One Wheel would really appreciate the documentation of you guys taking me out and figuring me teach me how to dress, which is fine.
Absolutely.
Hamas Kim, if you are on a date and a guy shows up in a button down, like a suit shirt that you would wear it with a tie, but without the suit and the tie, just a nice button down shirt. But he's got the first two buttons open and he's also wearing a white collared undershirt. Are we okay with the undershirt?
Yeah.
Not, what?
No.
Wait.
Touchdown!
Wait. Describe this again.
Yeah, button-down shirt.
Okay.
But instead of letting my chest show, two buttons open, I have an undershirt underneath.
It's basically a white t-shirt.
No, no, no. Just like this one, but it's a white Hanes undershirt.
No. No, you got to do, it's got to be a lower cut down on your chest.
Like a V cut?
Yeah, you don't want to wear a button-down shirt and have this high collar up here. That just looks stupid.
Undershirt equals underage is what I was told.
there's so many sayings that can go with that, and none of them equal you getting laid. That's for sure.
Because Belly came up with a good one. If you haven't been in her pants yet, you still have to wear yours.
Yeah, right. That's a good rule. Great one,
Kim.
It's a great one.
No shorts on a date before you've had sex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's going to be 105 degrees today.
Would argue, who gives a shit? Beauty is pain.
No, but you have to put it in context. But hot mess, if you're going to a fucking art exhibit, it doesn't matter how hot it is outside, and it's your second date in 24 hours, you have momentum, you don't want to kill it with your fucking nasty-ass Italian leg hair showing.
I think more important thing, here's the problem with like guys wearing shorts, is you don't have a lot of shoe options. So if you're wearing shorts, that probably means you're wearing
flip-flops or sneakers. Yeah.
But when you wear pants, you can wear better looking shoes. And guys, it's kind of shoes that tend to put the outfit together.
Right. Or your sneakers look a little bit more stylish depending on what kind of sneakers. If you're wearing pants, you can sometimes get away with it. But if you're wearing the pants and the sneakers and short combo, you are fucked.
Yes. Belly, can I wear flip-flops on a date? Belly?
No.
I don't know.
I hate
how long you've been dating.
I'm out of the flip-flop game altogether.
So here's the thing about
altogether.
Hot Mess Kim, and this is why Hot Mess Kim is a hot mess. I could wear like leggings and sweatpants to any outing. I would every single day.
But you
of the
could,
week.
And you'd still get laid because guys think that's sexy. Like your guy's version of sweatpants, we're attracted to, which is the yoga pants.
I like sundresses personally.
Oh, I like a sundress. Right. That's true.
But yeah, I saw some yoga pants yesterday.
Sundresses are smoking hot. Yoga pants, I don't care. I'm down with you. Yoga pants, I agree.
So wait, the reason we like yoga pants is because they're very form-fitting. They leave nothing to the imagination. I basically am looking at you naked as the woman.
Pretty much,
them.
Yeah.
Right.
So what if we started... Guys, if guys were wearing tight-ass sweatpants, would that do the same thing for you? And then I can wear sweatpants everywhere? It's just you can see my junk?
God, I hope not.
Is that how we make it socially
tight
acceptable?
Tight sweatpants... What do you mean by tight?
Tight like, yoga pants, sweatpants for guys so that you can see my stuff and then it's socially acceptable because now I'm turning you on.
Your bulge, it's not really a turn on. Okay.
Right. And most guys don't have an ass. That's the problem. I see a lot of really good looking guys and then they have no ass and it is such a fail. Such a fucking
Belly, what?
Fail.
It's like you were ready to say that and he took it out of your mouth.
So a couple of things. Adam, no.
Oh, is that from the social media lounge?
Exclamation point from the social media lounge.
I love you guys. Good morning.
Also, flip-flops fine at the flip-flops at the beach, fine, or camping. Flip-flops, I'd be okay with a guy wearing flip-flops on a date, but I live at the beach.
Okay, but what about the museum and we're walking around?
No.
Wait. Say that? The museum?
It doesn't sound right when you say it, stupid. Museum.
That's how he says it. We're making fun of him. That's how he says it.
Museum.
Why? I've never once been made fun of only by one other person, and now you guys are ripping me. I've always said it like that my entire life. No one said anything, really.
It's okay, Putz. I say both, remember.
Yeah, he puts an L in both. And you ever hear the person that's... You guys know crown and crayon and crayon and all that mess.
Crayon?
Crayon. Oh, okay. Say C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
Oh, I do that. What?
Caramel.
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 It's caramel.
I don't know how I say it now. Caramel.
You say caramel. I say caramel.
So you guys are ignoring that second caramel. A? You're just saying caramel.
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 Yeah.
You're not from Alabama.
Caramel.
Okay. Yeah. You and your caramel.
Caramel.
I'd like a caramel sprinkle, please.
Virginia's in that weird place where some people do have a total southern accent and others don't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. So you can kind of get away with it.
You can go down to Pulaski, Virginia and have yourself a good old time.
But Kim, Northern Virginia is not.
No.
Northern Virginia is this little pocket that is like Fairfield, Connecticut underneath D.C.
Right.
You know, just is like really a lot of white people and affluence. And there's a lot. There's a little bit of a mixing bowl here, but I would say I've never seen such diversity until I went to L.A. I mean, that is like, I feel like full-on minority walking around, which is a different feeling. I'm not complaining. It's just, wow, I am not of the majority here at all.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you should be walking around with, like a camera around your neck, your sunglasses on top of the brim of your hat, and a fanny pack. I mean, that's kind of how you look to me.
I know, and here's a good question to you guys, because, howdy! Here's the deal. I told you I had a very nice time with a lady out there.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to say too much. But put it this way. I had to walk to my car, and it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I had to walk to my car and get something because I had to get to the airport by 6. So basically, she said to me, because first of all, you guys know me. I have no hair. I'm pretty much shaved head. And I got a tat. And I had my shirt off because, you know, I'm just getting out of bed and I had to go run and grab my whatever for my car. And she says to me, hey, put a shirt on, okay?
I'm sorry. What is
the motivation here? Yeah, what is the motivation here? Because really, at first, I was like, well, damn, I thought I was looking good, man. I've been eating right and like, okay, it's only 5 a.m. Shit. And she's like, no, just can you? I said, why?
She's embarrassed by you.
Can you just trust me on this one? Put a shirt on, is what she said. Had nothing to do with what she thought of me. She's trying to protect me, Potts. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Protect you from anal intrusion on your way to the car? I don't understand what you're talking about.
What is she protecting?
She makes a good point. Now, she lives a little bit out of the city from Potts. And so in that area, actually, this is where MS-13 started.
Okay.
And so she's over by MacArthur Park. So I was told that is not a very good area. And she was reminding me that I asked her later on the phone. I said, what is the deal? Like, why am I not allowed to wear a shirt? And she's just like,
why do you have to wear a shirt?
I'm telling you, you do not want to falsely misrepresent yourself for someone that could be mistaken
as gay. I was being serious, but okay.
No, as someone in a gang, because I'm bald and I have a tat, and if you look at me from the back, you don't know what I mean. I could pass for Mexican or Hispanic.
Maybe.
One of my customers at Marinade said you looked like Iranian or something. Yeah.
Absolutely. The girl walked in. Can I say where I know her from? Am I allowed to say?
Yeah. Was it someone you knew? I don't even
It was the bud tender at the fucking dispensary next to you.
Oh, right. So by the way, the dispensary went out of business.
I know. They were like not on the up and up. They were doing things like, whatever, California. We don't care about your taxes. But I went to go buy some bud from this girl, and she sold it to me, a nice little conversation. And then the next time I went out there, about a month later, she comes in to marinate while I'm setting up for the open mic, and she tells Potts, that's your cousin? First of all, yeah, I know he got the better looking jeans. That's not fair. Second of all, she goes, I feel like he's Middle Eastern. I could pass for Middle Eastern.
Yeah, you could.
With that beard, for sure.
Yeah.
So I guess I can't structure. Wear. You gotta be careful of how you represent yourself out there. There's some neighborhoods you don't want to go near. But if you're hanging out in downtown LA and you walk past a porn star that you recognize full on, you know her name, and you are 3 feet from her, how do you respond? Because you're on a second date.
I got to be honest, like, second date or not, I mean, I'm not someone that gets starstruck, but I would want to say something so bad, but I just would not want to be some fucking noob. But I mean, few things get me excited, like 311, Howard Stern, and porn stars. I mean, like, I don't care, you know, it's just, that's like the trifecta for me, so.
So let's say, Hot Mess, you and I are on a date, and we're on a second date, and we're walking, and I don't say anything to the porn star, I just say to you as we pass, oh, wow, that was a very prominent adult film star.
I wouldn't care.
Are you thinking more or less of me in that moment?
I wouldn't care.
This is why the listeners love Hot Mess.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. Hot Mess is our female voice, but she is so not the norm. I mean, she's like the coolest chick. So
because most girls do not want to hear.
She did not like it, Belly. She did not like me saying that.
Most girls do not
want to
hear, like, oh, yeah, because you basically could have said, oh, yeah, definitely jacked off to that girl.
I don't care. Guys watch porn. There's nothing you can do about that.
Don't,
and if you happen to have your favorite porn star,
there's no need to point it out.
I still wouldn't care. I love talking about sex and sex things.
Well, then maybe I can ask you this.
Being dirty.
I know that every guy on the planet over the age of 15 can name one porn star in 3 seconds. If I put a gun to your head and I said, name a porn star, they can name one.
Bet you there's a lot of chicks too.
I'm wondering, can you name a porn star? Gun to your head.
A current porn star?
Sure, or just one that comes to your head. How long does it take you?
Isn't there some...
For you, a guy porn star.
Oh, a guy. No, I couldn't tell you a guy. Wait, what's that one dude that did that sex video with Farrah Abraham?
Farrah. Oh, we did a show on that.
James Dean? Doesn't he call himself James
Dean?
Yeah,
actually. Yeah.
Was that the girl from Duke? It was, right? Farrah...
She's the Teen Mom. She did the anal sex movie with James Dean.
She's on Teen Mom.
Do tell. I don't know any of these details.
Yeah,
for the listeners
who girl
don't
that
know,
was
she
on
got
MTV's
fired from Teen
Mom.
Potts, who was the girl that was from Duke that we did a show about? The Duke
I know
porn
who
star.
You're talking about.
It was Farrah something.
No, that
no,
girl.
No, it wasn't.
No, it's Bella.
Yeah.
Bella something.
Well, either way, I was just curious because that was my
not
first.
That I know Knox. Anything. Not Bella. That I know. Bella Knox, you got it. That's it. Yeah, I remember that one.
Is there a guy porn star that women can call out? At the drop of a hat, I wonder that. Could you name a female porn star?
Currently?
Or anyone
no,
at
I
all?
Mean,
anyone
well, I mean,
that has
everybody
ever been
knows
in the
Jenna Jameson.
Okay, that's
right.
Yeah.
But what isn't I mean, there some porn star like chick decades, named Skylar or something?
I'm sure. I'm guaranteeing there's a porn star named Skylar.
Belly,
something.
Hang on. Belly hung out with her last night.
Skylar something.
Ron
Skylar
Jeremy.
Gray or something
Ron
like
Jeremy
that.
Is a good one from
Ron
the social
Jeremy's
media
from
lounge.
The social media lounge.
That's a good one.
Guys, you guys are talking about porn stars that have been out of the business for two
fucking
decades.
I know. Like, I don't know any current.
Potts, can you name a male porn star?
No.
Here's my question about porn.
I can name 15 female. But so, Hot Mess, on the flip side, if you asked a guy to name his favorite porn star and he didn't have one, would that be a red flag to you? A guy that couldn't name
him.
A porn star?
You wouldn't believe him.
I wouldn't believe him.
Would you be more offended if he actually didn't know the name of one or if he did?
Well, okay, and this kind of goes into what I was going to mention. So my question to the three of you boys is, when you guys watch porn, do you go for like the porn star porn movies, or do you go for like
Belly first.
The ex-hamster... amateur videos that are just two couples.
Belly first,
you know,
Potts last, because Potts is going to be good on this one.
Making some videos out there for fun and loading it up on the internet. Aren't porn stars.
Kim is revealing right now is that she watches the amateur porn.
She's all about she wants the real deal. She wants to see it look like it looks in real life.
But
porn.
Do you want
to
watch real sex, or do you want to watch fake produced
Belly?
Lighting sex?
It's whatever I click on first.
This first of all, for everybody in the social media lounge, this is the one topic that will get Belly to clam up.
And
rightfully
go
so.
Deep into my porn history. But, why would I want to do that?
But Potts and I will go deep. So Potts, go ahead. What do you feel like? You want the amateur style?
He'll go balls deep
into
it.
I'm about to go balls deep into my porn history. So for me, I don't do the amateur porn. I definitely go to like right to Pornhub or YouPorn. But what I like is I'm really into like the babysitter. Like, oh my gosh, like... do you want to ride home, Susie? And like, I like the babysitter. I like.
Maybe he shouldn't be announcing this as he's got a kid on the way. They're never gonna get a nanny.
I'm really into like. I was into like where the girl like she's sleeping with her best friend's boyfriend, and the girl, but the best friend is asleep next to them in
cuckold
the bed,
porn.
And she sneaks
cuckold.
Into the room.
That's called cuckold porn.
That's semi cuckold.
Potts, did you ever get into the cartoons?
Yeah, I am into some of that cuckold stuff. Yeah.
Cuckold stuff. Cartoons.
Cartoons?
Yeah.
Why would you get into cartoons?
You ever get into cartoons?
Like anime porn?
Anime porn is interesting, man.
You guys.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm out on it. Lucio's in.
Lucio's doing that.
I'll explain it when I get back.
I'll get you some TP.
I'm in a freak.
This is good. All right, so this is good. Belly, just hold up the two. Hold on. Do it the way that we had it. Hold up the two. This is the tease while you guys just sit on my anime porn. Ooh. This is what we're doing when we come back next. People are gross.
I have a bone to pick with someone here.
We'll tell you next. He's holding up two rolls of toilet paper. One of them is half size of the other, and I have a feeling I know where this is going. Do not miss this. It's just a hot mess of a day. We'll be back after this. It's Looch Dog in the Morning
at TTR Studios.